Welcome to the Uncommon Lives podcast, conversations for the whole woman. Here we explore different tips, tricks, and trends to make sure that you are out there living your best life. Join me, Asia B, as we have candid conversations with different thought leaders, as well as myself, exploring ways to make sure that you are living your absolute best life. Hey guys, it's Asia B, and welcome to episode 2 of the Uncommon Lives podcast, Conversations for the Whole Woman. Today's episode is going to be about blooming where you are planted. So many times we come to places where we are just in awe or confused or looking back like, how in the world did I get here? About a year and a half ago, that was me. I moved abruptly from Atlanta, where I'm from, all the way to Central Illinois. I have been here. My husband's originally from here, but I never, ever thought that this would be someplace that I would live. I fought it for a while, as anybody coming from a major city with the luxury of a major city, always things going on, always people to meet, always things to do, to the Midwest where the vibe is a little bit different. I live in a small town, and so it's not a whole lot going on, especially in the winter time. So for about a year and a half, I fought it. I came here, and initially I saw the beauty, I saw the value, I saw so many things that I could bring to this place. But the winter set in, and coming from Atlanta, being a sun baby, I was uncomfortable to say the least. So I went in my shell, I kind of went into hibernation, and I longed to go back to Atlanta. I wanted my home, I wanted things that brought me comfort. I settled in, and then it hit me. There's work to do here. There are things that you can bring here. There is value that you could bring. And it is selfish of you to sit knowing all that you know, having the passions that you have, and being the person that you are and not helping where you can. So I got up, I got out, and I decided that I was going to make this my home. It takes a lot of getting out of my comfort zone. It takes a lot of pushing myself to an environment and to, you know, just a different vibe than what I'm used to. But I can say now, it's definitely going to be worth it. Since I decided to step out of my comfort zone, I've met so many amazing people. I've set out to do some new things, and I realized that I could really live here. I share that story because sometimes we are faced with situations, whether it's a job, whether it's moving to a different side of town, whether it's just being placed in a season or a place where you are just the odd man out. What are you going to do in that moment? Are you going to go into your corner? Are you going to hide away? Or are you going to let your light shine? Letting your light shine is so valuable because when you let your light shine, you allow other people to see the wonder that they will never see if they had not come into contact with you. Some people here are never gonna go and see the things that I've seen in life. But the beauty of experience, the beauty of storytelling, we actually have the opportunity to bring those experiences with us. So whether or not somebody will ever have the opportunity to walk in your shoes, they can still experience the things through your eyes that you've experienced. So I'm gonna challenge you. The next time you're in a situation that is difficult, that is uncomfortable, that is pushing you outside of what it is that you know, bloom where you're planted. Show them what you're made of. Show them how beautiful and amazing you already are, and bring that light to the people, to the places, and to the things that you're surrounded with. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Tell me about some stories here in the comments, leave me a voice note, or just a memo letting me know if you are in a situation where you are outside of your comfort zone and what things are you planning on doing now that you've been inspired to bloom where you are planted. There's beauty everywhere. There's opportunity to shine in every place that you go. And it's a gift, not only to you, but to those around you when you allow yourself to be the fullness of who exactly you are. What do you guys think? Are you ready to bloom? Are you excited to bloom? Did I give you some hope with this one? Let me know. And if this podcast episode has been inspiring, has been helpful, has given you a quick laugh, share it with somebody else. We all can use some encouragement. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as well. I will talk to you soon. Again, this is Asia B. And if you're not following us on social media, go ahead and follow us at Live Life Uncommonly. And then go over to our website and register so that you can do all things uncommon and walk this journey with us. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.